Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Mi gente, that means my people. Hasta la próxima, that means until next time. I am Gabe Ramirez, and this is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We love having Gabe Ramirez on. We know you love him, too. That is why he's here on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. He's the people's champion. He's everywhere. He's Gabe Ramirez of many talents. He's a Gabe of all season. Let's go. Hosted B96. Hosted CHSN. In-stadium host for the Chicago Fire. Appears on Fox 32 for the Bears as well. There's a reason you've got so many gigs, Gabe.
Don't forget.
Man in demand.
Marquee Sports Network, host of Inside the Fire.
Did I tell you about the time I saw you on two different networks at the same time?
No, you didn't.
It was the Chicago Lead was airing at the same time as Inside the Fire, and I was like, no.
Don't.
Hey, guess what I've also done? Worked at Marquee. Worked at CHSA.
Okay, good.
No, team, you're amongst friends on Team Side Hustle.
Yes, this is the group to be. This group right here, we know how to work hard. I can say that for sure.
Some days I do, some days I don't, you know.
Closed mouths don't get fed on the boulevard.
Yeah. Well, you got to do that because I got two kids, one on the way, so I need as many jobs as possible to pay for all of them.
You know? I'm trying to save up so that I could one day afford to have kids.
Oh, I thought you were going to say so you can buy my kids some stuff.
No. I mean, I would gladly chip in for them. Small things, though,
I got the diaper party invite for you in my back pocket, so you'll be good.
I guess we want to get started with this whole White Sox 78 situation. The Fire are already there. You beautiful job interviewing the powers that be for the Chicago Fire, talking about how they called dibs, so to speak, on that. But then we understand that that doesn't mean that it's been ruled out as a possibility. Brooks Boyer, this is from last Saturday's Inside the Clubhouse, talking about if there is enough room for both the Fire and the White Sox.
No, I don't think so. I don't think first of all, let me answer the first question first. When you look at a 62-acre parcel like that and the Fire are going to build a beautiful stadium on 9 acres, you know, there's plenty of room for a lot of things that can happen. You look at, and I don't know if you've had the chance to be down to Atlanta, you know, that's the Battery is a very similar sized parcel of land. Yeah, and certainly you could fit multiple things on there. You look at places like Dallas that have two stadiums right next to each other, Kansas City. You know, certainly there's some economies of scale that you can have when it comes to parking and things like that that are ultimately in the best interest of the fans. Those type of things can work. So yes, those can. Certainly two stadiums could fit on that property. And you know, as far as where the stadiums go, I don't think it matters as long as fans can get in and out of there and enjoy their games or their events.
So I appreciate Brooks Boyer adding some context to it, because I think there were a lot of people who thought maybe it would mean that because the Fire's stadium that's only expected to seat about 22,000, obviously that may change with time, could have room for Gabe's White Sox. I know who you cheer for.
Yes.
And that's something that we discussed. What do you think when you hear that?
Yeah, I think, first of all, shout out Brooks, right? He's such a cool dude. He gets it, right? He understands it. I love being able to talk to him when I get to see him around the park. And so, I mean, what he's saying is just very true, right? I said it on Fox on Sunday when I was on Chicago Sports Tonight with David Hall and Luke Kanellis and Herb Howard. I was like, in Chicago, now, Marshall, I know you never drive your car and you leave it in a nice parked heated garage. But in Chicago, dibs, you know, if you see like a chair holding a spot, you can move it just a little bit so that that way your car can fit there. You know, so even though the Fire called dibs on the 78, I mean, there's still room. You heard Related Midwest give that statement right after the Fire announced it. So the possibility is there. And if Brooks Boyer is saying it, then you have to add some more truth to that statement.
I just want to clear up. I park outside. I just want people to get, oh,
where's your car right now?
It's outside. It's in a parking structure at my apartment.
I will also say that apparently Chicago dibs is different from Philly dibs.
Oh, where Philly dibs, they'll fight you.
Something a half inch, your car ain't going to be there in the same condition it was when you parked it.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
but yeah, I love the idea. And like as a Chicagoan, right, and as a fan of both of these teams, it's cool to me to think in a city like Chicago that is congested, that you can find a bit of land, a parcel that you can put both of these stadiums on. To me, that's just cool when you're thinking about the future of the city.
Okay, so I want to know, be real with me here.
Okay.
How do you feel about the White Sox right now overall? And are
the
you
team?
More... Yeah, like, okay. Are you more down? I'm talking to Gabe Ramirez, the sports fan.
I'm here.
Are you more down about where they are right now, or more down about your other team, the one that plays
the Bulls?
That sport that you play, basketball?
I'm more down about the Bulls. I'll say that because I had this conversation. Somebody asked me, he said, "Do you think the Bulls will win another championship in your lifetime?" And I said, "I think the White Sox have a better opportunity to win a World Series before the Bulls do, just because it's so superstar driven."
Is right, this before Justin Ishbia guy stepped into the picture, or you were believing that before?
Yeah, I think just when you're looking at Major League Baseball as a whole, when you're looking at teams that can put together some gamers, get a 1-2 starter in there that can push you and carry you throughout the playoffs, that's more likely than a 1-8 average guy team that's going to get you to an NBA championship. You need a superstar, and the Bulls over the last 20 years have found it extremely difficult to come across a superstar.
You're looking at me,
yeah,
Marshall.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on here?
I want to hear your evaluation of what he said. Because they had a guy, Derrick Rose,
injury happened. And if he hadn't gotten injured, we probably would have won a championship.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Championship.
I mean, when you consider what the Eastern Conference was at that time, the concept of even making it to the finals was highly likely, right?
Yeah.
Like, with that talent, with that group, you're the likelihood of that Bulls team making it to the finals with a healthy D. Rose, I think, is not a far-fetched thought.
At all. But how confident are you guys that the Bulls can get back to that, right? Like, to recreate something like that or what happened in the 90s, it just seems like a far-off concept.
It's twofold. Like, what's the likelihood of them getting a top five pick? That's one.
Yeah.
What's the likelihood of them not doing something like, I don't know, drafting Patrick Williams with that top five pick?
That one hurt.
Did you guys see that? Or then also doubling down and giving another contract when
it's
you
hard.
Don't know that he's proven.
And against no other bidders.
That's the part that I think the Bulls have said. And, you know, I know you've talked to Casey on the lead about this, on the Chicago lead on CHSN, about the Bulls not wanting to do that again. They don't want to bid against themselves. They're up against that now with Josh Giddey as to whether or not they make that decision.
Yeah, I think they've had a couple of those instances over the last couple of years, right? It started with Zach LaVine as to whether or not you should give him that max contract. Then you fell into it with Patrick Williams. And again, I think it's tough, right? When you're a GM and you have that prized pick where if it's Ryan Poles, it's Valus Jones Jr. If it's Arturis Karnisovas, it's Patrick Williams.
You really said Valus Jones Jr. in that. You just
and Patrick
in.
Williams in the same thing. I was calling Pat Will, and sorry, Pat, but I was calling them Valus Jones, and people were like, nah, come on, Gabe, it's not that. And then all of a sudden, people started getting on board because they saw the results weren't there. No shade at Pat, but it's just about, you know, what we expect from you as a player. So they're in that situation again when it comes to Josh Giddey, but the difference is, right, the market gets to dictate that number, right, as opposed to you coming in with a dollar amount.
You're talking about who?
Josh Giddey.
Is that what they did with Patrick Williams? Because last time I checked, the market didn't dictate anything.
That's what I said. The difference here is that the market gets to dictate what Josh Giddey makes as opposed to Pat Will, where they came in with what they were going to do.
It's the same exact situation. They could just say, we don't want to deal with the market and we're going to pay you all this money.
There is a much bigger market for Josh Giddey.
Yeah, but they won't do that. They won't do that this time. Or at least, please, God, I hope they don't do that, right?
Well, why are you so sure?
Because they made the mistake. You're not going to do it again, right, guys?
They made the mistake of trying to get to the play-in again and again and again, when they should have just sold off everything for assets and been able to make trades.
You didn't know Trey Jones is going to come in trying to ball out. You know Kevin Herter was going to like play right, and that Zach Collins is going to come in and be like a serviceable backup.
This is what I was talking about, Layla.
This is they come in.
I
and
think
do that.
They made that trade with that in mind, actually.
See, I don't think so.
I don't think they made that trade to flip those guys. When you think about how they prioritize players with experience like this,
but let's not forget when that trade happened. Everybody started sitting out more. I'm talking about the main starters, right? Like Alonzo or Vooch. Like, they were letting guys sit out in hopes that this team that had never played together would probably falter against top-tier teams in the NBA night in and night out. But the Incredibles, you know, the best dinner theater that people talk about, they came in and you play hard. You want to know why you play hard? You want to know why these guys play hard? Because the stadium is packed, and you want to play well against people like that because people are cheering when you make a bucket. So in the fourth quarter, things get serious. Like, this is what happens in Chicago. We love our players. They feel – Kevin Herter hasn't felt love in 15 years since his mom hugged him.
And now he was Mr. Chicago. Basketball New York.
That's what I'm saying. Atlanta, Sacramento, those teams didn't love him. Then he comes to Chicago. He knocks down a couple threes, and everybody's like, hey, you know what? Kevin Herter can shoot. Damn, maybe he can be a guy that, you know, like, you start saying those
things.
You're
making us sound very uneducated about the sport of bet. Remember how we said this is the no ball show? This sounds more like the don't know ball show when he says it like that in terms of
the fan base.
The fan base, the fan base, if they were smart, would sign up for a rebuilding year. We're here on Raheem and Harris talking with Gabe Ramirez, number one rah-rah meatball guy here on 670 The Score.
I think he's right, though, when it comes to the Homer heart that you have and how we overvalue people as a collective here.
Yes.
And because there's so many people who are sports fans here, we all get on board with a lot of people.
We say it all the time.
We raise their value.
It's regardless of who it is. It could be the punter. It could be the punter you're thinking he's going to make the Hall of Fame now. It could be Ryan Hippolyte that you're saying, oh, starting linebacker in a couple years. Whoever it is, you think that guy is going to be the difference maker for your team, and you treat him as such, but then the trade-off doesn't happen. The player doesn't perform the way he's supposed to for the amount of love that we're giving him. And then we end up on talk radio calling 670 The Score, complaining and having two sides of the argument. Is Justin Fields an amazing player or not?
Ooh,
at least he got the bag.
Yeah, true.
At least he got the bag with the Jets. He did his part.
How much would you pay Josh Giddey? Straight up. What are you willing to pay him?
If it were me and I was an executive, I would treat him like, you know, back in the day when I was single, I'd like not pay attention to you. You know, not pay attention to you. Go ahead, figure yourself out. And then when you realize that there's nothing out there for you, then you can come back home.
Ooh.
That's how I would treat Josh Giddey. I wouldn't court him and give him money and say, I got you, Papa. Don't worry about it. No, absolutely not. I am going to pretend like you are a non-factor for me. I'm going to let some team give you nothing so you can see I'm going to give you a little bit more than nothing. That's how I'm going to pay Josh Giddey. Me, personally. If I was an executive, not Gabe the fan, Gabe the executive.
But also, Arturis Karnashov is never, ever going to do what Gabe just described.
I don't know. I think if they break camp from what their original decision-making process was with, say, Patrick Williams' contract, like KC indicated they were going to do, then that would be a change. Like, that would be an actual process change. That would be something that we would see differently. I think the bigger question is whether or not they think that they can lose him.
Yeah.
And thusly replace him. I think that's the bigger part of it for them with that decision.
Well, let me ask you this quick question then. Do you think when they made the trade for Josh Giddey that they felt he was going to be a part of their future?
Absolutely. Okay, that's why they did it. They were like, we don't want assets. We want actual players because players are good. And he's young and he has all this potential.
Gabe, I know you're on B96 right now.
Yes,
I love when
literally
we can,
right now.
We can have, yeah, we're taking away from your job. But I do want to point out, big weekend for many, many parts of the city. It's also Puerto Rican Festival weekend, isn't it?
That's right. Humble Park. Shout out to all my people heading down there. Today's the first day. So make sure you get out there. Saturday's the parade right down Paseo Boricua on Division Avenue. And then Sunday, obviously, Father's Day.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, I know sometimes you're involved with the parade. So I figured I would mention that because Gabe is everywhere.
Appreciate
and I've got to acknowledge you being everywhere.
Yeah. Omnipresent, just like his sports takes.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to his Chicago teams.
What's your TV next project, or where are you on TV next?
Yeah, you know, you can always catch me on Marquee. They rotate Inside the Fire as often as possible.
It's so usually check after that out. Cubs post game.
It really is. And then CHSN, I'll be on there for the next like month straight, so make sure you check me on there as well.
Awesome.
That man is busy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.